The Conscious Qualification of Energy by Beloved Mother Mary. As warmth entering into a room changes its atmosphere into a more pleasant one, raising the vibratory action of that atmosphere into comfort, so does the radiation of grace and pure impersonal divine love carry through the life stream of an unascended being, the transmuting action of the sacred fire to energies which have been solidified through many bitter experiences in the course of the ages. These are the causes of all hard feelings. Beloved ones, I have been asked to present to you the inner pattern of this week's activities in their very simplest form. They are the creation of conscious application of a spirit of grace, kindness, tolerance, and understanding, by which true world brotherhood is expressed. This spirit of grace is a substance. It is a radiation and a pressure of energy. Just as the pressures of discord, the whirls of anger, and those various discordant qualities entering into the world of another life stream can cause distress, so do pressures of a constructive radiation bring peace and healing. The mastery of your own energies becomes the path for your own individual ascension. The mastering of those energies is the process which has been referred to as the Darshan of the East, as the grace of the Christian dispensation, and as the violet transmuting fire of freedom of the new era under the ascended Master Saint Germain. Those of you who have studied through the years well know that the energy is powerful, that there is no beating heart from the tiniest infant lying in the cradle to the most elderly life stream awaiting the summons of the karmic board through so-called death, who does not draw energy, life, the magnetic center within the heart, drawing the electrons from the I Am presence, creates a focus of energy enabling the individual to have thoughts, feelings, etheric memories, and physical acts. You are dealing primarily with energy. In fact, you are energy centers, vibratory centers, sending out into the universe that which is a blessing to life or that which adds to the distress of the world. You chose, as did every man and woman who is upon the planet today, to use life to experiment with energy. You chose to learn through trial and error what energy could do. The returning circle of that energy which carries the stamp of your life stream, the electronic pattern which can bring you either blessings or distress in the experiences of your world, according to the feelings with which you qualified it when you sent it out. Now, beloved ones, we come to a point where we desire some members of the race to understand just the simple principle that energy does not act except under the direction of some self-conscious intelligence. If you are going to let the bodies which were fashioned for you by the great builders of form direct your life, you will have to handle the return of the indiscriminate qualification of the energies which the etheric, mental, emotional, and physical bodies have catapulted forth into the universal. Instead of this, you should give the dignity, authority, and power of directing that energy back into the glorious threefold flame of God within your own heart. Your vehicles were fashioned, blessed hearts of light, as instruments through which you might create as the Godhead Himself creates, through which you might pour forth into the mental, emotional, etheric, and physical realms the perfection of your own I Am presence. These bodies were not created to be independent, indulgent, rebellious, gluttonous vehicles which steal the energy of the Godhead and send it forth to distress life. Within the contemplation of your own blessed heart, within the closet of which Jesus spoke, you find the center of your being. That center which has been referred to in previous terminology as the secret place of the Most High. It is the immortal threefold flame of God which lives within your heart. There is enthroned your divinity, era after era, age after age, patiently choosing to inhabit and sustain your form, hoping for the opportunity of fulfilling itself through the vehicles which it holds in form by the very magnetic power of its divine love, and keeps it from dissolution. When you find that center within your heart, when you enter deep within that immortal flame, and you can accept the mastery which is there, then in dignity and firmness you can put your house in order. You know you are afraid of your own bodies. You are afraid of what you will do under stress and strain, of how your thoughts and feelings will act, and how the etheric memories will surge forth. Therefore, you are not fully master in your own home. Can you not give to this threefold flame, this I Am presence within you, the confidence to control the servants of your household? Can you not release yourself from the tensions which are so evident, and allow the Lord of life, the very God of heaven, to assume the mastery of your vehicles? Holding your mind up to your own I Am presence, use it to receive its divine ideas. Use your emotional body to radiate forth whatever constructive quality is required in your homes at any given moment, in your group activities, in your nation, or in the world. The emotional body was created primarily in a very pliable and elastic form so that it could be expanded until it becomes planetary in size. If it is a good conductor of that which mankind needs. All of the world, beloved ones, is your schoolroom. There will not be a day pass in which you will not meet energy from the consciousness of individuals who have no idea of mastery and control, which will either change your energy into a like turmoil, or which you will sublimate and transmute, not by will, but by love. When you are dealing with individuals who require instruction on the law, when you are dealing with people in pain and distress, in fear or in anger, the very first thing you must have is some capacity to utilize the activity of darshan, grace, and draw from your causal body God-qualified energies, which fill the atmosphere of the room and are the master control, before you attempt your service. When you come to the service of handling great numbers, and who knows, in the days and years ahead, how many life streams may be saved or otherwise, according to the development of this particular activity within you. You are going to be able to connect your emotional worlds with mine, your mental world with Lord Maitreya, your physical bodies with Lord Michael. Are you going to be able to plant your feet firmly upon the rocking surface of the earth or the rushing tides of the sea as Jesus did, commanding and securing peace? Are you going to be a comfort, a balance, a protection, a healing conductor? Or are you going to be swept into the chaos of the uncontrolled? Beloved friends, this is a very serious and important activity. Somehow we must reach your outer mind to a point where the holding of your emotional balance, the holding of your peace, the holding of that spirit of goodwill and tolerance becomes important enough to you, so that you will relinquish the rights of self if necessary, and learn to be the outpost of ourselves, which you profess and decree that you wish to be. Cosmic moments come and go. I have lived through many. In those moments, if you are not prepared and at peace, you are temporarily cut off from the Brotherhood as a channel for their outgoing controlled force, which would but energize your chaos, were they to pour it out to you when you were in distress. Everyone who enters the Brotherhood gives his all to it. It is enriched by each one who has ascended and becomes a part of it. That total momentum of light is accessible and available at the moment of any cosmic crisis. The great cosmic silent watcher may see certain vortices of destructively qualified energy. He then notifies local silent watchers of this situation. These individual silent watches, in turn, often use the bodies of harmonious chelas as a conductor to funnel constructively qualified energy into these destructive vortices, transmuting their cause and call. In this case, the fully gathered momentum of the Great White Brotherhood may be channeled through the mind, feelings, etheric body, and physical body of a harmonious chela. If the particular chela who has been sponsored by some member of the ascended host is in condition of distress, the great seraphim have to look elsewhere to find some harmonious life stream, perhaps one wholly unconscious of the ascended masters, and therefore not as good a conductor as a student who has used a purifying violet flame. Through such an unconscious conductor, a thread of benediction flows, whereas a conscious chela would be a great conduit of light. Do you see? The unconscious conductors have served us often through the ages, and they are blessed indeed. However, just as the inside of a pipe becomes corroded and filled with impure substance, so does the consciousness of the average individual become filled with impure thought, feeling, and etheric substance. Unless there is conscious use by the individual of the violet fire which compels the purification of the individual life streams. Therefore, unconscious conductors do not make as wide an open door for the master's service as do conscious chelas who have used the violet fire of purification. It is a tragedy indeed for one to have worked 20 years with the violet fire and at a cosmic moment be unfit to conduct the protection which might save a city. Preparation, application, and purification are magnificent. Because through the force fields of your groups and through your individual selves, they create a wider and wider conduit of light. The radiation and pressures of the Great Ones flowing through them are a great blessing to mankind. Remember my words, do less if you must, but hold your state of grace, hold the harmony, hold the peace, hold those feelings of love and tolerance so that you may be ready when you are needed to serve. You are going to deal with great numbers of people in the near future, particularly when you learn to become a conductor of the light and gifts of your causal body. Your radiation will be different from that of any other person because the creation of your causal body has been an individual accomplishment. Your causal body has been builded from the day you have first received conscious life. All through the ages which you have lived, your causal body has grown like a beautiful flame flower, an aureole of living color. The services you have rendered, whether they have been patriotic, educational, philanthropic, artistic, scientific, or religious, have become your gifts to the earth. This momentum of good awaits release through your vehicles as a radiation of light which can benefit the earth and her people. Now, why let the glory of that causal body function only in the inner realms while you are in limitation, while you are experiencing age, disease, and distress down here? When it is so easy to consciously call forth from your causal body into your magnificent tubes of light the qualities of perfection which you require to bless life. Why do you not externalize for the blessing of the race that which you have prepared yourself for centuries? Why do you not this day, entering into that secret place of the Most High, deep within the sacred fire in your heart, begin the release of your own harmoniously qualified energies of life which abide within your causal body, awaiting your call. When you master that art, when your aura is very comfortable to others, when it conducts instantaneous healing power, when you can give mankind that which they seek, you will need the strength to stand and continue to pour out your gifts to life and not be smothered by the greedy and frightened energies of those who will come to you for help. Build today, my friends, build today, those of you who are group directors. Use this activity in your classwork. Use it. Where you have a group of harmonious students, there is no limit to the activities which can be released from the Great White Brotherhood to benefit the earth at your call. Before you begin the services of your group, silently call through the energy of the room those flames of purity, peace, comfort, and understanding, and then you can more easily accomplish that which should be done.